first and foremost, officer safety is definitely the main concern. We also want to, if possible, in the circumstances surrounding it, allow us to, we would prefer to disarm the person by verbal commands, and even in the rare circumstance of maybe physically disarming someone.
I imagine much of what you do involves handling disputes, you know, like domestic violence cases. You know, how would you approach a situation differently if you suspect someone in that situation may have a gun as opposed to another weapon, like, you know, a knife, for instance?
Well, there's a lot of different variables that will enter into that situation. You know, if there's a possible gun involved, there's a lot of circumstances that we have to take into consideration. If there's other people around the individual, or if there's potential hostage issues, that's just something that's a case-by-case basis. And the rule of thumb is always safety. If there's human life in danger, we'll act. If it's something that we can wait out, we definitely would prefer to do so.
You were shot multiple times at close range while in the line of duty. I'm not even sure you can answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Mm-hmm. If there had been a well-meaning civilian with a gun at the scene, would you have wanted that help?
I think it's a very slippery slope. Again, this is another situation that a lot of factors take into consideration, but I wouldn't just call upon or want a normal civilian that has very minimal firearms experience to assist in that situation by discharging their firearm, but rather be a great witness as far as a suspect description, direction of travel. I think that would be just as an important role, if not helping firsthand by discharging a firearm. And I wouldn't expect a civilian to you know, jump out of a house or a car and start shooting, because that can also have repercussions on them, just as it would myself by missing a target and possibly harming someone else. So it's a very slippery slope.
From your perspective, from a law enforcement perspective, and having been an officer on the streets, what do you think can be done, if anything, to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and from people who, well, like someone who shot you? Is there anything that can be done?
Well, I think, you know, I will join the large group of people in this country who would like to come up with the perfect solution to it, but unfortunately there's not, and we're only left with opinions. And my personal opinion on it is that if someone really wants to get a gun, there's options out there for them to get a gun. My biggest issue with gun owners is the security of them. I think if guns are just kept out in the open in homes, there are people out there who burglarize homes and come across guns, and those guns are then out in the street, and who knows what's going to happen with them. I think any gun owner should certainly have a personal safe where guns can be stored safely, you know, and a quality safe at that, certainly should be the first purchase, even before having a firearm in a home.
You are back at work, and you'll be heading out back on patrol soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough in some ways for your family to you know, they know that this is your calling, this is what you want to do, but I imagine, you know, there's a little bit of trepidation, a little worry.
Absolutely. Mom and Dad have been very, very supportive in my decision in coming back, as well as my girlfriend. I appreciate their respect for my wanting to come back and to continue my career. I certainly, hopefully, will make them proud if I haven't already.
Well, Officer Daniel Doherty, thanks so much for the time, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it.